to the 581st class in this center, the 58th batch. The yoga is synonym for health. Yoga means health, yoga means wellness, yoga means disciplined life. It's a bubbling with energy, positive life is yoga. In a business school, they make a case study. If a company is very successful, why this company is successful, the students, they do the case study. Work on that one, study the case study, why this company was successful. If a company is failure, they make a case study to find out why this company is a failure. And yoga is nothing but the learned from the people who were very successful in life. And if people are not successful, it tells what are the pitfalls in the path that will lead to your downfall. If people are successful, they studied from the successful people and they said, these are the things you have to pick up in your life to be successful in your life. The yoga means nothing but the great achievers. Whoever is a great achiever, great successful person in any part of the world, in any religion, he or she would have tread the path of yoga. Yoga is a path to success. And yoga says, learn from them. They have succeeded in their life. Why they are succeeded? Because they followed these traits. Yoga urges us also to implement those qualities in us so that may we also succeed in our life. And yoga means, as I mentioned, it's a discipline. Discipline, it is not a part-time vocation. It is not one-term yoga will do, finish. I finished that one. It is a lifelong commitment. It's not a time-bound effort. It is a timeless effort. Lifelong, we have to continue. If any person is successful, if you study, that person hasn't given up what he or she has started. The problem with us, we start something for few months, few couple of years, and we lose interest. And we pick up another one, we start that one, do for 1 year, 2 years, and lose interest. Few months, again I start another one, I give up. And at the end of that time, my life also has finished. I haven't accomplished anything. The secret behind success is consistency in practice. Not to give up what you have started. And before taking up, make sure that is right for you. When you have decided on that one, do not give up. However many obstacles come in your path, do not give up. That is the secret behind the success. It is the secret behind the success both in the business world and commercial world, as also in the spiritual world. And yoga says the qualities required by the seeker. One is sincerity in practice, and second one, you are not coming here for the pressure of your husband or wife or your parents. You should enjoy what you are doing. It's not out of compulsion you are coming. And, health is very important. Health, the body is compared to a tree. So this tree, the tree of our life, this tree, as we are growing older, many ailments come to our body and many diseases come to our body to knock down this tree, to make sure this tree is strong. It is checking whether this tree is strong enough. Various ailments come to the body. For us, now it's a springtime, many people get the hay fever problem. There's no resistance. It is shaking this tree. And in the come winter months, many times we get flu. It's shaking this tree again. whether are you strong, are you strong? It is not strong enough. You have to make it strong. Whether foundation is strong, foundation is not strong. Yoga makes this tree of this life very strong. You have to be very strong and not to fall sick often. If your time is spent only shuttling between the hospitals, you can't make inroads in your journey. To get to make inroads in your journey, you have to make this tree very strong. And I was telling in the previous class also, this is the 581st class. I have never missed a class here. It's the last 15 years. It's a reason being, it's the healthy. I never have taken any sick leave. Yoga makes you very healthy. Yoga, so yoga is synonym for health. And when you are healthy, bubbling, the health also comes when your focus is there. When I am so determined, I have to achieve, body cooperates. When I do not have a goal for my life, if I take things very casually, body also, that energy level is not there. When the focus is there in life, that I have to achieve, come what may. When I have that much of willpower, determination, body cooperates. Higher than the body is the mind. When the willpower is there, body is a servant. It obeys. If the master himself is a weak person, no willpower, body becomes very sloppy, falls sick often. The key to remain healthy, have a goal for your life. Commitment. I have to achieve that one. So determined. When the mind is so determined, body cooperates. And the problem with us, we fall so sick often, we don't have a goal for our life. Have a goal for your life. Work towards that one. Have commitment. So committed, I have to achieve that body cooperates. The secret behind the success is commitment. Commitment, whatever you have taken, come what may. Maybe a winter month, frigid cold, or hot summer, 45 degrees. I won't give up my practice. Every morning, make a set a time for yourself. In the early morning when you get up, first thing, not to look at your Facebook or WhatsApp, what excitement I missed in the world. First thing, when you get up, that is the prime time. Allocate the prime time for your practice. Prime time, when you get up, have shower and do the practice. That's the prime time, give it for yourself. And your family, your children, your employee, employer, everyone can wait. First give the prime time for yourself so that you are strengthening the foundation of the tree of the life. If I do not give my time for myself, when I get up, go through all the messages, WhatsApp, have a coffee, look at the TV, and if I do not have anything, okay, I will do a bit of yoga. It's not a prime time. Prime time, get up, give the, when the, at that time, mind is very calm, serene, and mind can take up many information. Mind becomes very creative. Allocate that time, whatever is the time, 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, whatever you can allocate. Allocate and be regular. Between 4 to 5 or 4 to 6, that time is my time. It's not, I am not available for the community. I am not available to the world. It is my time. Allocate that time, 5 to 6, whatever time you are allocating, that is the prime time of your life, prime time of your day, give it for yourself. Because in the most important person in the world is you. And family can wait, your employers can wait, employee can wait, and your children can wait. If in the aeroplane they say, in case of emergency, put the oxygen mask onto yourself, instead of putting onto others. Why they say, if you try to put the oxygen mask onto others, there may be 2 casualties. To avoid, to minimize, put on the oxygen mask onto yourself. Look after you. When I can look after myself, I can add value to my family, I can add value to my employer, I can add value to my employees. If I can't look after myself, what value I can give it to others? The most important person in the whole world is you, and you have to invest time for yourself. Give the best time of the day for yourself. Be regular. Come what may, I won't give up my practice. That will lead you to the success. It's a success behind any great achievers is this one. Consistency, regularity, not to give up, whatever is the situation. Even if you are traveling, do not give up that time. Even if you are in the aeroplane, you can do whatever you can in the aeroplane also. Or if you are in the airport, you allocate that time. Don't think what people will laugh at me. That people can laugh for all reasons. Be practice. Your time is important. If you are sick, those people who are ridiculed, where are they? They are not there. You have to allocate your time in the airport or this one. Do the pranayama. Do some stretches, stretch exercise. Contemplate. Meditate. That means you are strengthening your roots. This tree of your life becomes strong, and it will be of use for yourself and for others. Yoga says it's a health, wellness, and it's a synonym for health, wellness, and disciplined life. Then only the beauty in the person opens up. I will touch upon this one in the coming weeks. Lie down on your back.